Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This Underdog Fantasy Entry Pick'em Special Episode Edition of the NBA Propcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you use promo code SGPN. New account users will get a deposit bonus of up to $100. Make sure to use that promo code SGPN only on UnderdogFantasy.com. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and start making smarter bets today.
And taking the shot, the ground down, bailed. He missed the catch, and he gets it for the touchdown.
The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson, as he throws deep down.
Welcome, everyone, to the NBA Propcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Friday, the December 29th, currently 12:07 p.m. on the East Coast. Here to do a very, very special episode with Underdog Fantasy. We're going to go through the six games that are available on Underdog Fantasy here today and put together our entries with the fantasy projections that they do have right now on the on Underdog Fantasy right now. And again, we're doing this as a live stream. And for those watching and joining us, if you don't have an account already and you do join Underdog Fantasy on the stream right now or even throughout the day, and make sure you use a promo code SGPN. We're going to toss you some merch. We'll put you into a special drawing, and we're going to give out some gift cards as well. So my goal for this episode is to get at least three people to sign up with Underdog Fantasy if they don't have an account already. But make sure you use our promo code SGPN. If you do it during the stream, comment in the comment section on YouTube or slide into either my DMs, Chris's DMs, Lante's DMs, or even on the NBA Gambling Podcast Twitter account. But joining me, I've got my guys here with me. First, it's the hardest working man in the sports betting space is Crispy Cap'n. Chris, what's going on, brother? How you doing this Friday?
What's up, What's up, Lante? We got a beautiful, beautiful slate. I know we also got an NFL show coming up as well, so I'm excited to talk about sports for the whole entire weekend, man, as we shift into 2024, man. A lot of great games on the slate for today. NBA's been kind of up and down. I've been kind of low volume, not really wanting to overexpose myself too much, but I digging into these player props, it's a lot to like today on the card for sure. So I'm excited to get into it and talk about it with you fellas.
Yeah, 100%, man. It's been up and down for me as well. NFL player props have been really good for me. I've done pretty well on Underdog Fantasy with their fantasy projections. We'll talk about it here, obviously, for the NBA. And like Chris mentioned, I'm putting Chris to work today. He's doing the NBA propcast here with me for Underdog Fantasy. And then for the NFL propcast as well, we're doing the same thing. But we got some great guests joining us as well for the NFL. But also, I've got my guy here with me as well. You guys know him as the voice of the NBA Gambling Podcast, the NFL Gambling Podcast, the MLB Gambling Podcast. It's Lante Smith. Lante, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Looking forward to breaking down the slate with both of you guys as far as just the best way to make money in the NBA with all the injury reports and guys getting in, getting sick. It's better to bet the player props than it is to bet the side and have your money tied up on the wrong side. So, yeah, man, looking forward to breaking it down with you guys.
Yeah, 100%, man. It's another night in the association. I know we're well past the in-season tournament, and now we're back to regular season games. And a lot of people say that, at least maybe the casual fans, that their season for the NBA kicks off after the Christmas Day games. But I know between all three of us, we've been grinding it since the start of the season, back around mid to end of October, when the regular season did start. Even prior to that, when we were doing our prep work for the NBA. But you know, like I mentioned, we're going to do a special episode here today with Underdog Fantasy. We're going to put together our entries, you know, the fantasy projections that they do have right now for the Underdog Fantasy games right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen. We'll put together our entries, probably give one entry per person per game that's available right now, and then we'll rock it that way. So again, like I mentioned, if you don't have an account already with Underdog Fantasy, make sure you use our promo code SGPN. And if you do it right now as you're watching live and you send us a screenshot, whether it's in the comments or tweet it at us, we'll get you hooked up with some merchandise from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network merch store. Give you some gift cards, and we're going to do a special drawing as well. We'll enter your names in a special drawing. But if you already have an account, you know, get your friends, get your family, you know, bully them a little bit. Open that account with us, but make sure you use that promo code SGPN. All right, gentlemen. So what I am going to do, I'm going to share my screen here as we put together our entries here for the Underdog Fantasy games here on the Friday schedule. So let me see if this is going to work here. All right, there we go. So here we go. This is my account. I put a little money in there since I already had an account, and we're just gonna kind of go through each game here and put our entries in here. So gentlemen, the first game on the schedule here that the Underdog Fantasy does have for fantasy projections here, it is going to be the New York Knicks. They are in Orlando to take on the Magic. It's going to be a 7 o'clock Eastern start. And they, again, they have plenty of options here as far as players for both sides of the for each team here between the Knicks and the Magic. So how Underdog Fantasy works is pretty much you pick a higher or lower if you aren't familiar with it. So, for example, if you like Jalen Brunson, to go higher, 26.5 points or lower on his 26.5 points, you go and just hit the lower button there. It'll add it into the entry here. Simply just pick higher or lower, and it's pretty much simple. The only caveat is that you have to have at least two players from two different teams to have an entry. I did see that the Orlando Magic players were a bit frozen, so we may just have to skip over this game for right now. So let me see if that populates back up. So we'll go over to the next game here. We'll go to Brooklyn and Washington here. Chris, I'll let you lead this all off, man. Which player did you want to put into our entry here? What do you like here for tonight?
I gotta go Spencer Dinwiddie. If you know the narrative, it's, you know, it's a big narrative play right here for Spencer Dinwiddie coming back to DC. I want to say if it's not the first time, it's definitely one of the first or second time since he was traded, and there was a lot of turmoil in that locker room with him being traded. Then he got into the whole, you know, beef with Kyle Kuzma, and they kind of were going back and forth. So, you know, some bad blood there. And, you know, Washington, I mean, it's the fast-paced team in the league and then one of the worst defenses. So that's typically where you want to target. Dinwiddie should be extremely fresh in this spot because he took the night off on Wednesday when they played against the Bucks after beating Detroit in Detroit on Tuesday. And, you know, just going through, looking at Washington, they're allowing the second most assists to the point guard position at well over 9 per game. Outside of the Utah Jazz, no team is giving up more assists. And it's, you know, it's because they don't have great individual defenders on the team, but also just because they play at such a fast pace and they don't really care about defense. They just care about being able to kind of score the ball. So I would Spencer Dinwiddie over his 7.5 assists, I think was the number here, you know.
All right, so let's go Spencer Dinwiddie. We'll go we're getting a 7 for Spencer Dinwiddie here. So we'll
even,
go higher.
Even better.
Yeah, there we go. So we'll put that in higher or higher 7 assists for Spencer Dinwiddie for our first entry for this Brooklyn Nets and the Wizards game. Lante, what do you got for this game?
Hey, man, that's a great bit. I didn't even think about that. I'm getting my pen so I can write it down. That's a great angle. I'm going to be on that. I'm going to another point guard on the opposite side. I'm going Tyus Jones, higher 18.5 points and assists. Is that still the number? I was looking. I got these numbers last night off Underdog.
18.5 higher.
Yeah, so yeah, he's over in 8 of the 12 games in December, including 6 of the last 7. He had 17 versus Brooklyn on 12-6. He bounced back from not having any points and only one assist November the 12th. I'm not sure what was going on in that game, but he's been playing a lot better lately. If you look at some of the guys point guard-wise, now Tyus Jones is not the scorer that some of these guys are, but it's just like the point guard position that they're giving up a lot of points and assists to. I mean, you had Cade in 2 games. He had 46 points and assists and 28 in a game. Ivy had 30 in one of those same games. Murray, 31. Brunson, 24. THT and Sexton both had 33 each. That's points and assists combined. So just volume-wise, I think the point guard position is volatile here for Brooklyn. So I like Tyus Jones, get the points and assists. I can see him getting, you know, 15 and 7, 15 and 6, somewhere to get us over. So he doesn't have to go crazy like some of those other guys, but I think he's going to have a good game, though.
Love it. Again, point guards have had a lot of success against the Wizards thus far this season. I think that's been no secret. They've been one of the worst defenses in the entire league as well. So, yeah, I love it. Tyus Jones. So right now we got Spencer Dinwiddie. We've won the 2 point guards. Spencer Dinwiddie, higher, seven assists, and then Tyus Jones, 18.5 points and assists to go higher against the Nets here. The one that I did like here for tonight, unfortunately, is not on here. And I was looking at Nick Claxton's rebounds to go higher, but they don't have that listed right now. So what I will do is I'm going to pivot to his points, rebounds, and assists to go higher. That number is at 25.5 right now, courtesy of Underdog Fantasy. And you take a look at what he's done in the last three matchups in the 2023 calendar year against the Washington Wizards. 15 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists, 10 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists, and then 13 points, 15 rebounds in the earlier matchup on December 8th against the Washington Wizards. And we know that the Washington Wizards front court defense hasn't really been there this season, and a lot of opposing centers have had that success against against the Washington Wizards front court. So I'm going to go with the 25.5 here, points, rebounds, and assists to go higher for Nick Claxton. And we will put that entry in. So we'll start, you know, we'll keep them at around $10 each year. You know, I'm not the richest guy in the world, but you know, we got a lot of games to get through here. So we'll put that $10 entry in. If we go 3 for 3 here, that'll get us a payout of $60. That one is in there for sure. So again, just to recap, for the Brooklyn Nets and the Washington Wizards matchup here, our entry is going to be Spencer Dinwiddie, higher 7 assists, Tyus Jones, higher 18.5 points and assists combined, and then Nick Claxton, higher 25.5 points, rebounds, and assists combined. All right, gentlemen, let's get over to the next game, courtesy of Underdog Fantasy. Let's go over to the game between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is going to be a 7:30 Eastern start time. Lonte, why don't you lead us off with this one? Bucks and Cavs, what do you like here?
Yes, I'm gonna go with a guy who I was making a lot of money on betting his unders early in the season. This time I'm gonna go with higher 22.5 points and assists for Chris Middleton. He's looked a lot better, he's been playing really, really well over the last month. He's got a shot going, he's been dishing the ball pretty well. He's over this number in 4 straight games. Even prior to that, he's landed 21 or 22 in 3 of the previous 4. He's averaging around 4.2 assists per game this month, and he's had 5 plus in his last 3. So that would get us at, so let's just say 4 to 5. So he would need, 18, 19 points. And I think that'll be fine because points wise, he's had 20 plus in 4 of his last 6 games. So the Cleveland Cavs, they don't have a lot of wings as far as depth wise to be able to handle some of the things that I think Middleton can do in the middle of the floor, even on high pick and rolls with him and Bobby Portis. So I like Middleton points and assists over 22.5 or higher than 22.5.
There we go. All right. I'm with it, man. Like you mentioned, I've seen Chris Middleton. He's starting to look like the guy prior to his injury. And it took a little bit for him to kind of get his feet back under him. And he's starting to, I was watching the game. Was it Christmas Day or I think it was a Saturday night game against the Knicks? I know they played them in, on Saturday night and then on Christmas Day as well. But Chris Middleton was starting to look like the Chris Middleton that they had when they made their finals run to the Milwaukee Bucks. So it looks like he's finally getting his legs back under him and able to contribute for this Milwaukee Bucks team. So their first fantasy projection here is going to be Chris Middleton, 22.5 points and rebounds, you said, Lante?
Yes, sir. Points and assists, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me change that here. Let's see.
Yeah, rebounding wise, I try to stay away from them because, you know, Giannis, Lopez, some of those guys are, you know, more inept to get to the rim a lot more. I think he's been more the facilitator. He's been playing well with second unit as well.
Love it. All right, Chris, what do you got for the Bucks and the Cavs game?
I wish I could go different from Lante, but it's hard to. We don't have a lot of options on the Cavs side, at least not yet. I mean, you got Donovan Mitchell, but it's not a lot to, you know, to be able to choose from. I was looking for some Struce props, but I went Middleton as well in this spot. I took his points straight. I think Lante gave out a lot of good reason why, and you also mentioned on it as well, you know. But it's a shot attempt for me. 18 versus Brooklyn in the last game, 20 versus the Knicks, 16 versus the Knicks in those back-to-back games at the Garden, and those are just his last three games. And you mentioned something, you know, that I had written in my notes as well, and I think it's just that he's starting to, you know, really get healthy, right? So we're used to Middleton. Even throughout last season, he really struggled with injuries, and you know, it was a lot of inconsistencies with him being able to play. So you know, he would play a game, play two games, miss a game for injury management. And now I think what we're seeing is he's really just getting those consistent minutes, right? It's just not even the consistent minutes, but just the consistent games. Like, he's playing game after game and not having to rest as much. And I think it's really helped him to kind of get into his groove. So I play Middleton over 17.5 points in this spot. Like Lante said, he's doing really, really well with the second unit. And I know it's the same player, but yeah, I like Middleton a lot in this spot as well.
All right. So what we'll do is that since we like the same player with Chris Middleton, and there's not much options for the Cleveland Cavaliers right now, just because of the injury news and things like that, let's go back to that the Knicks game. Do you guys, either of you, have a player for the Knicks that you guys like here? Chris, I'll start with you. Anybody on the Knicks side?
Yes, sir. Give me Dante DiVincenzo in this spot. I think his points prop was 9.5 is what we should be able to get. So over 10, I want to say is what it is.
Got an 8.5 higher. How's that?
Even better. The lower the better, because I like the over in this spot, you know. But yeah, so you know, with DiVincenzo, he's been getting extended minutes since Tibbs kind of put him in their starting lineup. And one thing we know about Tom Thibodeau is when he puts you in a place, you typically stay there for a while, and you know, it's not a lot of fluctuation. So we can expect his minutes to, you know, kind of continue to be where they have been, close, you know, 25 to 30 minutes a game. He's coming off the 17th game against the Oklahoma City Thunder the other day. He had 11 against Milwaukee on the Christmas Day game. And then two games before that, he had 23 against the Brooklyn Nets. So, you know, he's a very, volume type of guy. I think he gets his shot attempts in this game here. The Magic are and have been susceptible to guard play, you know, when opponents are, you know, being able to kind of shoot the ball or score against them. It's typically been against the guard. So you look back just through some of the recent box scores, and in that game against Philly, it was DeAnthony Milton who went off against them and had, I think he went for 22. And then the game before that, it was Jordan Poole who had 30. So, you know, it's typically guards that destroy the Orlando Magic. And I think Dante DiVincenzo just being out there for his defense, you know, for his shot making, for his ability to be able to space the floor. I like DiVincenzo to be able to score double digits tonight. So I'm definitely, you know, happy with the discount that I'm getting to him, you know, just to score 9 points in this spot.
Yeah, 100%, man. Again, like you mentioned, it's Tibbs. It's almost like this play is, his entry is based off of just Tibbs, because we know historically he just likes to, you know, put his guys, his veterans at least out there and play them for significant minutes. It really doesn't get to his young guys. So, yeah, I was always been a DiVincenzo fan, him coming out of Villanova, you know, his times where he's made the circles with the Bucks and the Warriors as well. Now, hopefully found a home with the New York Knicks here. So we'll go higher. 8.5 points with Dante DiVincenzo. We'll pair that with Chris Middleton, 22.5 points and assists. Lante, do you have anything for the Knicks side?
Yeah, I do. I got something for the Bucks if you want to pivot and play another one.
I'll leave it up to you.
So let's stay with the Knicks. I'll go Julius Randle, you know, higher, 34.5 points and rebounds. He's been all around this number all month. Just hasn't had the success of going over. The opposing bigs have had success versus Orlando all year. They've allowed a double-double in back-to-back games to Paul Reed and Daniel Gafford. Now, Paul Reed obviously is a backup, but he rebounds the ball extremely well. I think the physicality of Randall on the front line, I'm not sure if Wendell Carter is going to be playing tonight or not. I haven't seen anything on it, but they're pretty soft on the front line. I think Randall can be able to be a bully inside, especially on second chance offensive rebound opportunities. So I like Randall over 34.5 points and rebounds. He's had 24 points in five straight games. So, I mean, I'm guessing now he can get to 27, 28, and all you have to do is get, you know, eight or nine rebounds. I think he can get over that. So I'm looking at a 28-8 night for Randall. So I'm going higher, 34.5 points and rebounds.
Yeah, Julius Randle has been absolutely phenomenal this season. I know we're not this season, but I think it was like the first couple of weeks where he got off to a really slow start. He was just having a really bad shooting night, but he seems to turn the corner. And he's, you know, doing Julius Randle things as we're kind of used to seeing, you know, when he won the most improved player of the year and he led, was a big reason of why they made the playoffs, you know, back in that 2020 season. So, I don't hate it. I was also on Julius Randle here. So I'm glad that you brought it up here, Lante. So, we'll do a cross, or not cross, but, from two different games because the Cavs don't have many, fantasy projections up right now in Underdog Fantasy, and then same thing with Orlando. It is frozen right now, so we'll put another $10 entry in, and again, if all three of these do come into fruition and they do go higher, it will be another $60 payout for us here. So just to recap, we'll go Chris Middleton higher 22.5 points and assist, Dante DiVincenzo higher 8.5 points, and then we'll go Julius Randle higher 34.5 points and rebounds combined. All right,
if you want to get spicy, throw in Malik Beasley 2+3s.
There you go. If you want to add a fourth entry, you want to get a little spicy with it. Beasley right now. Two made threes. Yeah, higher on that as well. All right, guys, before we continue here, let me tell you all about, again, Underdog Fantasy. We're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. And look, Underdog Fantasy lets you play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long, whether it's in the NBA, whether it's in the NFL, whether it's in the NHL, whether it's in college football, college basketball, whatever the case might be. They give you that opportunity to simply pick higher or lower on your fantasy player's favorite stats, fantasy stats, and cash in. So watch along as you are with us here on our special episode with Underdog Fantasy. You can make your picks as well. And then make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. And when you sign up with promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. Again, underdogfantasy.com. Make sure you use that promo code SGPN. And you know what? If you're watching this live or you're listening to this later and you do sign up with an account and you have a new account and use that promo code SGPN, tweet it at us. We'll get you hooked up with some merchandise. And again, like I mentioned, there'll be a special drawing for the folks that do sign up this weekend. It'll run through New Year's Eve, so Sunday night, at least, if you do sign up for an account, come join us and we'll put you into a special drawing as well. All right, gentlemen, let's keep it rolling here. Let's get over to the next game on the Underdog Fantasy menu here. We'll go over to the state of Georgia, the Sacramento Kings. They are visiting the Atlanta Hawks. It's going to be a 7:30 Eastern start between these two teams, and this might have the opportunity of a lot of projections to go higher because points are going to be had in this game for sure. There's no doubt about that. Chris, why don't you lead us off between the Kings and the Hawks here, man? What do you like as far as fantasy projections here?
Yeah, let's do it. So I'm looking at Sabonis. I like Sabonis a lot in this spot. I think, you know, just for one, when I'm thinking about Atlanta, they absolutely play no defense. The Kings don't play much more defense, but you get Atlanta at the crib. I think they're like 1-11 at home, and it's really just been because of their defense. Outside of the Washington Wizards having a really bad defense, this team has had a really, really horrible defense. So looking at Sabonis in this spot, I like his rebounds and assists. The number is 20.5. Last five games, Atlanta is bottom 10 in rebounding, and we know how good Sabonis is at rebounding the basketball. Sabonis is also averaging So just to put some numbers to that, 11.2 rebounds over his last five games. He's also averaging 9.4 assists. So, you know, those two numbers combined is, you know, 20.6. So it's already over in the last five games. And this is a pace up spot, like I kind of talked about. Atlanta's top five in pace. I think Capella struggled to guard him here. And I do anticipate, you know, he'll be one of the guys out there just kind of making plays for this team. I think him and, you know, Fox, numbers are a tad bit inflated, but it's for a good reason. I think this total opened at 250 and 250, 250 and a half. And I think it's probably on the move north. So I like Sabonis in this spot. You know, I won't, you know, give you all the numbers and all that good stuff, but I like Sabonis a lot in this spot to be able to go over his rebounds and assists here.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. Sabonis has been my guy. I mean, not only this season, but for the prior seasons, where ever since he did get traded to the Kings, but even prior to that, when he was with the Pacers, the dude just fills up the box score, man. And he's a guy that can walk into any gym and get a triple double. And there's only a few guys in the NBA that can do that, right? The Nikola Jokic just come to mind. The Luka Doncic just come to mind. The Russell Westbrook in his prime, walk into any gym and get those triple doubles. So especially in a game like you mentioned that we're expecting it to be some fast pace going on, and also, you know, points to be had, that some of these projections that they have for some of these players are going to be going higher on those projections. So we'll start here with Domantas Sabonis, higher 20 and a half rebounds and assists combined. Lante, what do you like for this game?
Well, yeah, so I had Sabonis less on his points. So I don't necessarily disagree with what you guys are saying. But I can pivot, though, but I'll tell you why. Just because I'm not a big historical, you know, trend kind of guy on matchups, but he hasn't performed well against Atlanta, averaging 14 and a half points per game in 18 career games versus Atlanta. I think the length and size of Atlanta's rotation, like front court, will kind of give him some problems. Even as a King, he's only played two games against Atlanta, and he's averaging around 17 and a half, so not far off. So if you exclude the first two games that he's played, so if we just filtering it down to 16, and that's including the Pacers, he's only been over this number three times, and he's getting north of 25 minutes per game. When he's playing in Atlanta, nine games, he's only over once. So that's why I liked his under and his and on his points. I don't disagree with the rebound and stuff. I can't disagree with that. But for the official player, we're going to add, I'll go Kevin Huerter. I'll steal a narrative play from Chris, man. He's back in Atlanta. He's been talking about it pretty much for like a week. I think people have been asking him about it. I mean, 9 points is kind of low. I think he can score double digits here. In three of his last six, he's went over this number. I think they'll be able to, you know, pace like you guys both said. The pace will be there. They'll be getting up and down. And of course, he knows the arena, knows the court. I think he'll be. He didn't leave on bad terms. I think he'll be, you know, somewhat of a fan favorite. So they won't be booing him. So I think he has a double digit night, man. I could see him maybe. I mean, I know you can't ladder it up, but you know, if you want to place a bet, I would ladder him up to like 15. But I think Kevin Huerter has a pretty good game.
Yeah, I forgot about that narrative of him coming back. So do you like the points to go higher, or do you like the 1.5 3 pointers made to go higher?
I like his points.
I feel like there's a correlation there because he's a guy that pretty much like chucks up 3-point shots.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll go higher 9 points then. I don't hate that at all. All right. So we got to throw in a Atlanta Hawks player into this entry here. I don't know why they do this. I really did like Trae Young's assist to go higher.
Was it like 12?
It's at 11 and a half for right now here at Underdog Fantasy, but it's frozen out for us. So let's see here. I think I got to go DeJounte in some way, whether that's rebounds and its assists combined to go higher. I know obviously with the Atlanta Hawks, it's Trae Young that gets the assist for this team, but I'm not sure if DeJounte Murray is kind of fitting into this mold right now for this team, or maybe they just need to go their separate ways and just say, hey, it didn't work out. But I think that for a guy like DeJounte Murray, he's still a guy that can, you know, not only score the basketball, but, you know, he still gets the assists. He still gets the rebounds. And especially in a game like we are expecting to see a lot of points in this game, that the assist opportunities will be there. The rebound opportunities will be there as well. So, you know, typically when Trae Young is getting his rest, I do expect to see DeJounte Murray playing at that point guard position. So at 9.5, I thought this was a little conservative here on this projection here. So I'll throw in DeJounte Murray, 9.5 rebounds and assists combined to go higher. And that will be our entry for the Atlanta Hawks in the Sacramento Kings. I'm sorry. So just to recap for this game, we're going to go Domantas Sabonis, higher 20 and a half rebounds and assists combined. Kevin Huerter, higher 9 points. And we'll go DeJounte Murray, higher 9.5 rebounds and assists combined. That, again, $10 entry will get us a return of $60. All right, gentlemen, let's get over to the next game here. We got the Philadelphia 76ers. They are going to be without Joel Embiid. He's dealing with a right ankle injury. They are in my part of the world here. They're down here in H-Town to take on the struggling Rockets. Lotte, why don't you lead it off with this entry for us, man? What are you liking? Oh, well, we don't have much here for the Rockets. Let's see here. Yeah, so we may just have to skip this game, or we may have
they
to
got, combine it with. I think Jabari and Dylan Brooks are
Dylan Brooks are out. Yeah, so maybe that's why they don't have the lot up for the Rockets right now. All right, so we'll skip over that one. Let's go over to Oklahoma City and the Denver Nuggets. We have about six players that are available here. So, lots to lead us off here. Anything for the Thunder and Nuggets you like?
Man, pretty simple for me, man. I know he's up here. It's going to be Joker over, higher, 40 and a half points and rebounds. We all know the story with Oklahoma City, great team. They just don't rebound the ball particularly well. They kind of gang rebound, but if you look at their numbers offensively, 29th offensive rebound percentage, that means Joker's going to clean up the glass. Aaron Gordon being absent kind of helps that as well, so he's more inside the paint and not being outside, kind of taking over some of the role of scoring on the inside. So I think the points will be there. I'm looking at Joker to have, you know, a 28 and 15 type of game here. He finished with 40 in the previous two games, so he's not quite there. He also had 30 only had 30 in the first matchup, so I think he'll be able to bounce back here and have a big game. So I wouldn't be surprised if he goes for, you know, 30 and 15, 28 and 15, whatever the case may be. But I think either one of those scenarios gets us over this 40 and a half.
Love it. All right, so right now it's at 41 and a half, so you're already making lines here on Underdog Fantasy.
So
we got Nikola Jokic points and rebounds. We'll go higher on that for him against the Thunder. Chris, what do you got for this game, man? Thunder and the Denver Nuggets.
So keeping in that same kind of theme, Alante said, I actually like Michael Porter Jr. for the same exact reason.
Yes,
Denver played last night, but they mollywopped the Grizzlies. I mean, It was bad. I was on a full game under, thinking it was going to be an under, and you see the Grizzlies just not show up on the defensive end at all. So, you know, their starters didn't have to play, you know, big minutes at all, and they were able to go out there and score 140-plus points in that game. And Michael Porter Jr. has a really good track record. This was something I wasn't even paying attention to. I just kind of gravitated towards it, because we know Aaron Gordon is going to be out with the lacerations to his face and to his hand from the dog bite. But, you know, looking at Michael Porter Jr., these two teams just played. Like, it was less than 2 weeks ago. And we remember Shai Gilgeous-Alexander hitting that game winner on the fadeaway over Peyton Watson. And so I think Denver, you know, is going to be turned up for this game. I think Michael Porter Jr. is going to have great opportunity in this game as well. So I like his points plus rebounds. 24 and a half is the number. He had 20 points and 11 rebounds in the last matchup that was a couple weeks ago. And like I said, now you get no Aaron Gordon. And while the Nuggets are on the second leg of a back-to-back, it's a home back-to-back, right? So it's no travel involved, you know, for them. And they, like I said, they got the Grizzlies out the way kind of early. He also just has a really good track record throughout his career. He had a 20.9 rebound game because this is the third time that these teams will be facing off. So he's gone over this projection of 24 and a half, you know, over twice. So I look for him to be able to rebound the ball, especially without, you know, without Aaron Gordon being there. Him and Jokic will have big rebounding games, I think, as Lante mentioned. So give me Michael Porter Jr. in this spot to be able to score the ball and to be able to, you know, rebound the basketball, because this is one of the teams that he scores the ball against well. And OKC is a really good defensive team, but Michael Porter Jr. has actually scored 20 points or more in four of his last five games against this team. So I like him, you know, to clean up the glass and be able to score today. 24 and a half over in this spot.
There we go. Yeah, so Michael Porter Jr. points and rebounds to go higher here against the Thunder. Fahrenheit 451, just reading my mind. I had Jalen Williams circled here, so I'm glad we got the one other team in here for the Oklahoma City Thunder side, and that's going to be Jalen Williams to go higher, 17 and a half points here tonight. And I know, Lante, you've been really following the Jalen Williams both on this Thunder team, but he's been playing real well for this Oklahoma City Thunder team, and this dates back to last season where, you know, his name was, I guess, kind of put on the map here, especially for hardcore fans like us, and recognizing how good this player is. So they did match up, like, you know, Chris mentioned, this is going to be the third matchup already, I believe, this season between these two squads. And he had a game earlier this season, or in the last matchup back on December 16th. In that game, he played 33 minutes, 11 of 20 from the floor. He finished the game with 24 points, and he's been in great recent form as well. Like, you know, Fahrenheit 451 was pointing out, he had 36 in the last matchup against the Knicks, 21 against the Minnesota Timberwolves, 28 against the LA Lakers. So he's getting the shot volume, but he's also been very, very efficient over the last five games. He's shooting it at 61.5% from the floor. 59.1% from three-point land as well. And he's also getting it done from the free throw line. So when we talk about scores in this league, when you look at guys that can get it done from all three levels, right? From the free throw line, inside the paint, perimeter, and then beyond three-point line as well. So I think that this is a good opportunity for Jalen Williams to have another big night for the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Denver Nuggets. So I'll throw that in there. Jalen Williams higher. 17 and a half points here, and then we'll put that entry in for this game between the OKC Thunder and the Denver Nuggets. So that's going to be recapping is going to be Nikola Jokic points and rebounds higher 41 and a half, Michael Porter Jr. Points and rebounds higher 24 and a half, and then Jalen Williams higher 17 and a half points for the OKC Thunder. All right, gentlemen, let's get over to the last game here. That's going to be the Charlotte Hornets and the Phoenix Suns. So right now, I only see a projection for the Phoenix Suns right now. And then what we can do, we'll combine that with the Philadelphia 76ers three players there. So we'll pick maybe one player or two players from, you know, a combine of three, or we could probably just do two here if we don't have a lot that we do like here. But Chris, why don't you lead us off with this one? Anybody from Philly or anybody from the Phoenix Sun side you want to give out?
Yeah, so going back to the Philly, I didn't really look too much into that Phoenix game. Charlotte should be running out of gas. I think it's the last game of their road trip, second leg of a back-to-back after losing to the Lakers last night. They already kind of depleted in the third game in four nights for them as well. But going back to the Houston game, your Houston Rockets, you know, I was actually looking at D'Anthony Milton in this spot. I think he's going to be the guy that's in the buy-low spot. So he's coming off the big game against Orlando, we know, and he's averaging 18 and a half in a two-game absence without Joel Embiid, you know, playing nearly 35, 36 minutes. As we talk about with Thibodeau all the time, you know, this guy, Nick Nurse, is also one of those coaches that just love to run his players into the ground. So I do expect, you know, heavy, heavy minutes for Milton in this spot. And what I also love is the 15 shot attempts that he's taking per game. So he's been extremely you know, aggressive, right? Even if his shot's not falling, as we saw in that Christmas Day game. So, you know, point per shot, something I typically can't pass up. We already talked about it. I know one of you guys mentioned it earlier, but Houston will be without their best perimeter defender, well, their best defender in Dylan Brooks. Jabari Smith Jr. also expected not to play. So I think that what's going to happen here is Fred VanVleet is going to, who is a pretty good defender. I think he'll try to slow Maxey down, which means that, you know, D'Anthony Milton gets Jalen Green. And I love that matchup for him here. So, give me D'Anthony Milton over his 14 and a half. I think he'll be the beneficiary of, you know, maybe potentially Milton, Maxey being slowed down just a tad bit. Also, just want to, you know, share this with the audience as well. Maxey hasn't had that breakout game. I know his numbers have been, you know, extremely inflated without Embiid being there, which is for a good reason, but he has not had that breakout game yet, and his points prop has gone under and his assist prop have gone under in both of those two games without Embiid. So just something I wanted to mention, but give me Milton over his 14 and a half points. I think we're still getting a little bit of value here.
I had Milton here as well. So I took his PRA to go higher. And you take a look again without Joel Embiid in the last two games. I mean, he's number one getting the minutes. He's played 37 minutes in each of those games. And I understand 100% why, Chris, you like the points of 14 and a half for him to go higher. Just looking at the shot volume, he's at 17 and 13 in the last two games. He's getting up from three-point land, but he's also been rebounding the basketball as well. He had 7 rebounds against the Miami Heat. He had 5 rebounds against the Orlando Magic. An assist, you know, he had 5 against the Miami Heat, but only 1 against the Orlando Magic as well. But the points have been there for him as well. So right now it is frozen out for us on the points projection here for him tonight. So I think we'll pivot here to PRA to go higher of 23. I really do like that for D'Anthony Milton here tonight. Lante, anything from the Suns game that you like?
Yeah, I got. I mean, I got both. If you want to add both, I got one from the Philly.
Since we're on the Sixers side, why don't you give us that one as well?
Yeah. So actually, you know what? I can't because you both like Milton. So I like Maxey under. I don't know if that's okay. Going to work out. But I'll pivot to Phoenix. I'll go Booker, more than 34.5 points and assists. Beal likely to be back. I think he was participating in shoot around, or he got upgraded from doubtful to probable. So that's looking good for him. And I think him coming back is going to add another ball handler. I think a lot of the woes of the Suns is that they don't have another guy to handle the ball. They're relying on Booker to score, rebound, and pass the ball, which is kind of a lot on a player of his caliber. I think he's more fitted to be the secondary ball distributor or initiator. He hasn't scored over 25 points in three straight games, but he is averaging almost 8 assists. That's in the month of December. Like I said, I think his scoring is down strictly due to him having to get everybody else involved and initiating the offense. So 34.5 points and assists, I like that to go over.
Yeah, I mean, I can talk you off of Devin Booker here for his numbers to go up in higher than the 34. Actually, we're getting a 33.5 here for points and assists for Devin Booker, so even better. I know he hasn't gone over this projection in three straight games here, but being back at home, I just think that, you know, we saw Kevin Durant have a great game against the Houston Rockets, a career high in assists. I think he dropped triple-double in that game as well. But there's been a huge split between Devin Booker at home and on the road. So just to put into context here, in their 10 road games, Devin Booker is averaging 24.9 points, about 25 points per game, with 7.8 assists per game. But the 11 home games that he's played in Phoenix, Devin Booker is averaging 4 more points per game at 28.9 and averaging close to 1 more assist per game at 8.5 assists. So now this might be a game where I think Devin Booker comes out early in that first quarter like he has throughout his career and just put up, you know, double-digit points. I wouldn't be surprised if we do see that again from Devin Booker, but he's also been obviously, you know, distributing the basketball as well. I know that Bradley Beal will be back tonight, that because didn't see a note that he did participate in shoot around for the Phoenix Suns, but I'm pretty sure that they're going to be very cautious with him, and he's probably going to be on a minutes restriction here tonight and just kind of ease his way back in and don't want him to get injured again and miss another few weeks as well. But I think that Devin Booker will be at that focal point here tonight for the Phoenix Suns and then racking up the points and the assists. So I definitely like this for him to go higher on that. And I think that it just froze on us again here as well, but we'll put that in as an entry as well once it unfreezes. Can't do it right now. So De'Anthony Milton, we'll do another I guess a cross game here. So with De'Anthony Milton, points, rebounds, and assists higher of 23, and then Devin Booker 33.5 points and assists higher. We'll put in a $10 entry for that. I think that will return us, I want to say 30, so half of what we've been doing. All right, so that was the last game that was available for us to kind of dig into here. So, gentlemen, what I want to do is put together one last entry of our favorite projections that we did give out for our underdog fantasy entries from any of the games that we did give out here. So, Lante, let me start with you. Give us your favorite fantasy projection here tonight on Underdog Fantasy. We'll put that together for us here tonight for the games.
Favorite one, I'm going to go with the Chris Middleton points and assists. I just think that he's coming on a lot stronger in this like middle of the pack of the season. I think his legs are getting back under him. Numbers wise, like Chris mentioned, he's been getting the shot attempts. I always love to see that. So he's not being third fiddle. He's actually getting like the same amount of shots as Dame, honestly. So I think Chris Middleton points and assists is a really good bit.
Like it. All right. So we'll put together that one. We'll go Chris Middleton as one of our favorite bets here from Lante. Points and assists to go higher. Chris, favorite one of the ones that we discussed here tonight, or if there's any other ones that that had underdog that was available on Underdog Fantasy that we need to throw in.
It's tough, man. I like the Middleton one, like Lante said. I also love Sabonis, and I love the spot for Michael Porter Jr. as well. I think if I had to pick one, I think it'd probably be Sabonis just because it's a pace up spot. The rebounds and assists over 20 and a half. Like I say, he's averaging that number. Lante made a great point about him not being able to like really score the ball as much, but I do expect, you know, that Atlanta defense is just so bad, man. I do expect them to be able to go down there and score. We see such a high total. You know, Sabonis finished this game with, you know, 13 and 13. It wouldn't surprise me. 12 and 12, it wouldn't surprise me. So for him to go over and just get 20, 21, you know, rebounds plus assists, I think is probably the best line. But I love the Michael Porter Jr. line at 24 and a half as well.
All right. So there we go. Domantas Sabonis, 20 and a half rebounds and assists to go higher. I was going to go back and see if they had Nick Claxton's rebounds posted yet, but they do not. So I'm going to pivot to the one that both Chris and I agreed on, was on De'Anthony Melton against the Rockets. Sure. And maybe a little bit of a revenge factor here as well for De'Anthony Melton, because he was with the Rockets way back when. But again, like we mentioned, the numbers that he's been doing real well in the absence of Joel Embiid, and just the amount of shot volume that Joel Embiid had, that opens up the floor for a lot of guys. Obviously, guys like De'Anthony Melton and Tyrese Maxey and Tobias Harris. But, you know, Milton's been playing 37 minutes in each of the last two games without Joel Embiid. Like we mentioned, he's getting a shot volume there as well, doing a great job of rebounding the basketball as well, and also dishing it out as well. So the attention obviously then goes to Tyrese Maxey as the next best player on the defensive side for these teams that are, you know, matching up against the Sixers without Joel Embiid. So guys like, you know, De'Anthony Melton have been able to take advantage. And like I mentioned, he's gone higher, 23 points, rebounds, and assists combined over the last two games without Joel Embiid. So I think that continues here tonight against the Rockets, who, again, were already struggling on the defensive side of the basketball, and now are going to be without probably their two best defenders in Dylan Brooks and Jabari Smith Jr., who are both out with injuries. So we may see points being put up in this game, but I do think that De'Anthony Melton does get higher on this projection of 23. So those are our favorite entries here for tonight. So just to recap, we're going to go Chris Middleton, higher points and assists, 22.5, Domantas Sabonis, rebounds and assists to go higher, 20.5. And then De'Anthony Melton, points, rebounds, and assists to go higher on 23. I'll put that as a $20 entry. If we go 3 for 3 on that, we will, be paid $120 courtesy of Underdog Fantasy. So again, just to recap, our favorite plays or entries here for tonight for the NBA schedule: Chris Middleton, higher 22.5 points and assists combined. Domantas Sabonis, higher 20.5 points. Sorry, rebounds and assists combined. And then De'Anthony Melton, higher 23 points, rebounds, and assists combined as our favorite plays here for tonight. Shout out to our managing editor of SGPN, Adam Pelletier, giving us a $9.99 super sticker. Appreciate that from Adam there. But again, a special episode here courtesy of Underdog Fantasy. Again, if you haven't already signed up with an account with Underdog Fantasy, they have these fantasy projections for all sports. This one was geared towards the NBA games here for tonight. We will be going live in about 7 to 8 minutes for the NFL week 17 games. If you guys want to join us then, we have some special guests joining us there. Steffi Smalls will join us. Minty Betts will join us. CJ Sullivan of the Bottom Line Bombs podcast will join us as well. We'll put together entries for all the games that are available. So come join us. We're going to put together entries there as well. Lante, anything else you want to mention, my friend, before we get out of here?
No, man. Good luck. I like the show. I love the show idea by you. I think a lot of people who don't partake in, you know, what we do as far as gambling, player props on sports books, think the casual fan sees a lot more value in betting on Prize Picks or Underdog or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, great idea by you.
Yeah, man. Underdog Fantasy, again, they've been a great partner for us, and hopefully we can continue that here and make them proud here. So hopefully, you know, we do get some more accounts signed up with Underdog Fantasy, but make sure you use that promo code SGPN. But also, if you're not, you know, into those fantasy projection entries that we just put in, you know, they have best ball drafts. I know Andrew Robb has been absolutely killing it. I know before the season starts, the maniac that Kramer is does 24 hours straight of live drafting on best ball drafts. So it's been a lot of fun with Underdog Fantasy. Hopefully we can continue that into the new year, but that can only happen if we do get the signups done and we get more and more people acknowledging that SGPN has put them on the map as well. So again, make sure you use that promo code SGPN at Underdog Fantasy. Chris, anything else we want to mention before we get out of here, before we get over to NFL?
As always, man, enjoy the games, bet responsibly. I love the show idea as well. Just kind of echoing what Lante said, you know, showing that we actually do put the entries in. We're using our hard-earned money to, you know, to bet on these sports as well. We're not just talking about them. So, you know, best of luck to everybody tonight. Enjoy the slate. Enjoy the weekend. Happy New Year to everybody, because I don't think we'll do another NBA show before the New Year, you know?
Yeah, we'll be back next week for the NBA PropCast after the new year. So, again, everything that Chris just mentioned there. Enjoy the new year with your friends and family. Be responsible. Be safe. And then we will talk to you for the NBA PropCast after the new year. Till then, again, if you haven't already signed up with an account, come join us. We'll give away some merch to you guys. Shout out to my guy, Mike, again. He tweeted at me. He signed up with an account with Underdog Fantasy using our promo code SGPN. Got him hooked up with some merchandise courtesy of the merch store as well. So, again, that can be you. And, again, you get that bonus of up to $100 courtesy of Underdog Fantasy. All right. We'll be live in about 7 minutes over on the NFL PropCast as well. So if you want to go over to the NFL Gambling Podcast YouTube channel, we'll be doing the same thing for the NFL. Got some great guests joining us as well. Till then, good luck with your entries this weekend. Let's break these books off and let it ride.